USA Radio News with Wendy King.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the 11-day pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine can now be lifted. This coming after a CDC panel earlier said the benefits outweigh the risks after several women developed blood clots and three of them died.
That said, FDA will add more details to the healthcare provider and patient fact sheet, including information about the risks that events have occurred in a very small number of people who have received the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine.
The FDA says the Johnson & Johnson vaccines can resume immediately. The CDC has also recommended that pregnant women are safe to get a COVID vaccine. They said a new study found no safety concerns with Moderna and Pfizer vaccines if given during the third trimester. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The family of Dante Wright, the young black man who was shot and killed in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota during a traffic stop earlier this month, are calling out for justice. They're awaiting the trial of the former police officer who's charged in his death. China Whitaker is the mother of Dante's son. She wrote a letter to him to find closure.
I'm sorry you won't get to see his second birthday party. You won't get to witness his elementary years, his high school prom, or even just simple things fathers and sons do.
Former Officer Kim Potter has been charged with manslaughter. President Biden says he'll attend the G7, NATO, and European Union summits in June. This will be his first trip overseas as president. Biden will first attend the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall, Britain. He will also hold bilateral meetings with fellow G7 leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Texas is suing the Biden administration for disregarding the COVID-19 rules at the Texas border. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing President Biden's administration for allegedly flouting its own COVID-19 rules in handling the surge of illegal immigrants crossing from Mexico. Part of the 34-page lawsuit reads, administration officials have abandoned the pre-existing protections against the introduction into Texas and the United States of aliens infected with SARS-CoV-2 virus during a pandemic. Texas AG Ken Paxton tells Fox Business this crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border reminds him of something similar during a previous administration.
This happened during the Obama administration. President Trump found a way to curtail illegal immigration, and with that, he was able to curtail the importation of drugs, human trafficking, all kinds of crimes that are happening along the border. Now, the cartel has amazing access that they did not have just, you know, a few months ago before President Biden came into office. It's really shocking, but it's not surprising that these are the results we've got. That's what I don't understand.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has ended his 3-week hunger strike days after he was transferred to a prison hospital amid reports that he was close to death. He said on Instagram he's ending his hunger strike on the advice of his doctors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.